stores for full details.
The Mickey Blyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Texture said, boy, back to the 30s done wonders for you physically, as you could easily pass for Brad Pitt. However, nothing for your mentality of Mr. Scrooge mentality. Well, I'll just have to be Mr. Scrooge then. That I'm going to stand by, I don't know, loyalty? That's an old man, I guess. I mean, the Scrooge in me. On a very serious note, back to 30 has me looking great. Hey, what do you think?
Yeah, you look wonderful.
But look, can you tell?
No, I can't even tell.
It's going away, isn't it?
Can't even tell you've had Botox and a little surgery.
I had Botox.
No Botox.
No. I get my look over here. Look at this one. See it?
Oh, man. The left side looks better than the right side.
It's getting so much better.
Did you wear a sunscreen yesterday?
I most certainly did. And I'll tell you this. I'm embarrassed to tell you this. It's only about the third time in my life I've ever wore sunscreen on the golf course.
You know what you need
and
to start
it was cloudy.
It was cloudy, yes. You need to start wearing those bucket hats. With the coverage all the way around. That's what you need to start wearing.
I have one. And I wore it for a while there. I wear this little solar sleeve now, too, a little bit. I tell you, my dad had melanoma.
I don't know what a solar sleeve is.
It's just the sleeves.
Flaps?
Huh?
The flaps?
No, for your arms.
Oh.
Those little sleeves, like you see the basketball players wear, whatever, but golfers wear them now. Some of the old guys are wearing them now to protect your arms from the sun. But it's still kind of cool. I'm trying to take care of my body. I'm trying to take care of my face. I'm trying to take care of my skin, and Back to 30 is a part of that. Backto30.com. Get in touch with them. They love to just consult with you, just give you a chance to think about what you need to do with your skin, what they can do for your skin, what they can do for your body too, what they can do for your hormone issue you might have, what they can do for your body sculpting. I said it all the time. You and I are lucky, buddy. We don't have man boobs.
Moobs. Call them moobs from now on.
We don't have moobs.
Moobs is a much funnier term.
But if you do have moobs, they can take care of it too. There's four great locations. As men, sometimes we don't want to admit we care what we look like. I do care what I look like, so I want to look the best I can. Give them 5 minutes, I'll give you back 10 years. You're going to love it. Back to 30 and backto30.com. On the Justin Fields issue, the question I asked to you is, and the question I would present to the NCAA is this. An idiot kid said something just totally ridiculous in the stands and made a complete fool of himself and is a complete racist. A baseball player said this about Justin Fields in the stands. And the kid, it was exposed on...
He was a current student athlete at the time.
Right. He played baseball at the time. He said this. It was exposed via social media. The kid... The university investigated, the athletic department kicked him off the baseball team. One less racist than University of Georgia's baseball program, and the baseball program is better as a result of it. Justin Fields will try to, he hires a lawyer and is going to try to use this to say that it was racism, that the reason he left the University of Georgia, and that he wants to skip sitting out a year, not pay that penalty. I'll ask you this, Mr. 24.
Yeah.
Same kid says the same thing. Justin Fields beats out Jake Fromm as the starting quarterback at Georgia. Is Justin Fields distraught and still wanting to leave University of Georgia because of that racism?
I think that's the best point you made all morning, and I would lean towards no. I think he probably stays.
We don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
But I don't like it when we get opportunistic with making it a convenience to help our cause. Look, we've got major race issues still going on. And those that suffer from it are victims, no doubt. But to use it, to be opportunistic, to use it to advance your cause or whatever, I don't like that one bit. I think that's disingenuous, and I don't like anything about that one bit. We have not talked about schedules at all. Can we talk some schedules here?
Yeah, I printed out a little schedule list for you.
I saw that, man. It's very, very kind of you.
Oh, of course.
I want to touch on this on from five different areas. Well, before even starting to that, let's touch, if we can, on Clemson's schedule for 2019. Your initial thoughts?
Easy.
Really?
It sets up well.
I thought that September was pretty tough. I think that maybe your two toughest games are in week two and three.
Your two toughest games are in week two and three. You're saying
A&M and at Syracuse.
And at Syracuse. I would agree with you in a sense. I think A&M at home is a big advantage there. Eric Dungy's not at the helm at Syracuse
anymore.
They're
going to be preseason top 10.
A&M?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a challenge. There's no doubt about it. But you open up on a Thursday night against Georgia Tech. Or was it the 29th? And then you have 9 days to prepare for A&M. That's huge. It's like a half bye week, essentially, to prepare for A&M.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
You go into that, and then you go to Syracuse. It's a tough trip, but it's early in the season, so it's not too bad. It's kind of cruise control until Florida State, and you got a bye week before Florida State.
Yes.
And you got a bye week before South Carolina.
Yes.
The schedule sets up for you to have a bunch of success this year.
If you lose either A&M or Syracuse, you have time to get back into the college football playoff picture, like a lot of one-loss teams have. Georgia Tech with a new coach, yeah. I mean, the talent level, Clemson's going to win that game at home. A&M, you feel good there. Look, Syracuse opens up at Liberty and at Maryland, so it's the home opener for Syracuse. They'll be jacked up there. That'll be a tough game. Charlotte, then at North Carolina. You're not worried about North Carolina on the road?
No, you're not worried about North Carolina on the road.
Open date, Florida State. At Louisville, you're not worried about yet with Scott Satterfield yet, right?
No.
Boston College at home. They lose a lot on defense. Wofford at home. At NC State, I think you're okay there. Wake Forest at home, then open date South Carolina. I like it once I get past Syracuse. And look, Clemson's not scared of Syracuse. I don't want to pretend like that's the case. Anyway.
They play you tough, though.
Huh?
They play you tough.
They do up there, too. No doubt about that.
So.
All right, so I want to touch on some five different areas here. And first being out-of-conference games by school. Give me your initial thoughts on our four out-of-conference games per school. Let's start with Boston College has Richmond at home, Kansas at home, at Rutgers, and at Notre Dame. And let me preface by saying this. Usually you're going to have two Power Five schools that ACC schools are playing. In this case, Richmond, Kansas, at Rutgers, at Notre Dame. Two on the road and three Power Fives.
Yep.
Clemson, Texas A&M. By the way, so you're Boston College, that's a formidable out-of-conference schedule.
Decent schedule for Boston College.
Right. Clemson has A&M, Charlotte, Wofford at South Carolina, two SEC schools.
Why are you playing Charlotte?
Because
you got to put a team in there. But
well, yeah, you got to have seven home games. But that's two SEC schools, including one on the road. You don't have a problem with that, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Duke has Alabama in... Well, David Cutcliffe, get ready for that. Alabama in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Chick-fil-A game. North Carolina A&T at home at Middle Tennessee State and Notre Dame. Alabama, Notre Dame, and then a road game at Middle Tennessee State. That's a decent non-conference schedule, right? You got any problem with that?
No, no problem at all.
Florida State has Boise State opening the season in Jacksonville, Florida. Louisiana Monroe. They have Alabama State and then at Florida. So you got Boise State and at Florida. That's two formidable ones, right? You got to have seven home games, but that's two formidable ones. And one on neutral field and one away from home. You got a problem with Florida State schedule. Georgia Tech has South Florida, the Citadel, at Temple and Georgia.
How do you go about getting Tech ticket office? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
You call them at ticket office. The Georgia game, obviously, is a big one there. I mean, no other Power Fives in there, but South Florida, and then on the road at Temple. Interesting that Collins goes back to Temple. Any problem with Georgia Tech? Only one Power Five conference, but Georgia's in the top five in the country.
So. No problem there.
Warhol has Notre Dame on a Monday night at home, the opening Monday night of the year. Eastern Kentucky at home. Western Kentucky.
You got to play both.
At Western Kentucky, by the way, and at Kentucky. So you get Notre Dame and at Kentucky. and you get in-state in there. I don't have a problem with that. Notre Dame and at Kentucky, that's decent. Miami opens up with Florida down in Orlando. They also get Bethune-Cookman, Central Michigan, and I just had it right in front of me. At FIU. Outside of the Florida game, pretty easy non-conference. What are they doing playing at FIU, by the way?
I don't know.
To me, that might be the easiest of the schedules we've seen so far.
Where is Florida International in that great state?
It's down there in South Florida.
South Florida?
Yeah. But only one Power 5 conference school there, Florida, and on neutral site. Bethune-Cookman, Central Michigan, and at FIU. A little bit weak for Miami, I think. North Carolina has South Carolina in Charlotte. They have Appalachian State at home. They have Mercer. And what's their fourth one? What's North Carolina's fourth non-conference game? Miami, Wake Forest, Clemson, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech. They only have 11 games? Oh, no. Do they play? Is this the year where they play a ACC non-conference game, like with Wake Forest?
Is that right?
Let me see if I got this right here. One, two. Yeah, non-conference game. Wake Forest is a non-conference game this year for North Carolina.
Why?
Because it's not scheduled for the conference, but they want to play each other and it's kind of close. I don't know how I feel about that. It will. You're going to play a conference school, but it won't count in conference rankings, conference standings. That's kind of crazy. I don't know if I like that or not. That's kind of So South Carolina, Mercer, Appalachian State, Wake Forest. NC State has East Carolina. That's a rivalry. Western Carolina at West Virginia. Hopefully they'll play that game this year.
Almost heaven.
And Ball State. That's one Power 5, but it's on the road. NC State, again, a little bit weak. Pittsburgh has Ohio at Penn State, Central Florida at home, and Delaware. Only one Power 5, but it's at Penn State, and a little bit weak. So we have Pittsburgh, NC State, and Miami are the three that only have one Power 5 so far. Syracuse has at Liberty. What are you going doing, Liberty?
What's his face? Hugh.
Yeah. At Maryland, Western Michigan, and Holy Cross. Syracuse, I'll be honest with you, that's a little weak. Even though there are two road games in there, that's a little bit weak. Virginia has William & Mary on a Friday night, Old Dominion, at Notre Dame, and Liberty. So you get three in-state schools. I get it. But the only Power 5 is at Notre Dame. So Virginia, a little bit weak. Virginia Tech has Old Dominion, Furman, Rhode Island, and at Notre Dame. So only one Power 5 for Virginia Tech. A little bit weak. Finally, Wake Forest has Utah State, North Carolina as a non-conference game. Weird. Elon.
Weird.
It is weird. And at Rice. So in other words, North Carolina is your only Power 5 that you play. That's weak. I think this is the weakest of the ACC's non-conference schedules this year. Agree? Disagree? They usually play a little better out-of-conference schedule than this.
Duke
plays like
that.
Northwestern and some of those. Yeah. I'd kind of agree with that a little bit. So that's the out-of-conference part of it. As far as the Thursday, let me do this. Do I have time to do this?
Oh, you got time?
Talk about this aspect, because this take a little bit less time. The opening weekend, because remember, that's one you kind of can have some big schedules with it. Do you like Boston College and Virginia Tech? To me, that's a pretty big game opening up the season in that very first weekend.
Yeah.
I think that's a kind of a key game.
Yeah.
Remember, Florida State, Virginia Tech did that last year.
Yes, they did.
Get some early momentum.
Early momentum is key.
Pittsburgh and Virginia play on the opening weekend. And those are the only two conference games. Kind of weird. Oh, Clemson, Georgia Tech. on a Thursday. So those are the conference games that open up. Duke and Alabama in Atlanta. Duke, what are you doing? You're going to take a beating and start your season off bad there. I like the Florida State-Boise State game. I think that's a – usually Florida State would beat Boise State. I don't know about next year. I don't know what Boise State brings back. But, boy, that's a big, big deal there. Also, Notre Dame and Louisville on Labor Day night. That's the Monday night starting the season out in Louisville. The very first Scott Satterfield game. You like that game?
I do like that game.
I do, too.
I like Scott Satterfield at that school, too.
I do, too. I think it's going to be a good hire for him. It's going to take him a while. Miami and Florida in Orlando. Love that game. Those teams ought to play every single year. I'm glad they're doing that. North Carolina and South Carolina in Charlotte. I like that game. Those two teams ought to play each other every single year. And that's the big Wake Forest and Utah State on a Friday night. That's not a big factor there. But I like what North Carolina did. I like what Miami did. I like what Louisville did. I like what Florida State did. So out of conference are those opening weekend games. Pretty doggone cool to see it. We still want to talk about the non-Saturday games, and I still want to talk about the cross-division rival games. Who has the easiest, who has the most difficult in going to the other division?
So of those five areas you wanted to attack, how many have we talked about? Three?
Just two so far.
Two so far.
Out of conference and the opening weekend.
Fantastic.
So we're going to go over the other three I want to get into. Thursday, Friday, and Monday games. The cross-division games. And then, I hate to say it, but Notre Dame, because they play four ACC teams and kind of, you know, have a little say about it.
Notre Dame.
Right. Notre Dame's a little bit like Wake Forest and North Carolina this year. They're playing conference schools that don't count in the conference schedule or conference standings.
There you go. If Notre Dame can do it, everybody else can.
Everybody else ought to be able to do it. We can do that for sure. Hey, Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins, let Amanda McCall, let the great team there take care of you. At Prime Lending, there's resources on there. Even if you're not ready to sign a mortgage, sign a loan, and to start on that new home or renovating a home, refinancing a home, even if you're not ready for that, what I'd like for you to do is just go on there and see some of their tremendous resources that they have of, you know, how to buy it, what the steps look like, what the some payment calculators and some rent versus own stuff and the frequently asked questions that you might have and, you know, how to apply for a loan. What do you need to bring to closing? What are some things to look for? What are the determining factors for you? Just kind of look at it and kind of tell us, let them tell you a little bit about how you need to start this process. And then you'll go into it and they'll walk you through it again. It's going to fit your timeline. It's going to be perfect. These men and women over there are absolutely amazing people. It's our friends at Prime Lending here in the Upstate. Get in touch with them. 349-0160, 349-0160. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Again, PrimeLendingSC.com. A break, more ACC schedules, open phone lines as well, and Paul Strelo at 8:05. Much more right after this.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We are proud of the Clemson Tigers for winning the national championship the second time in 3 years. The Tigers are also the first 15-0 team in modern history. Fantastic finish to a perfect season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, please visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We join Tiger fans worldwide in congratulating Dabo, his staff, and his team on this monumental achievement. Go Tigers!
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handled high arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Like a 2019 Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass, leased today for just $199 a month. Just another example why we always say cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and drive home today in your new Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
4200, do it sign. 3 year, 10,500-mile lease. With approved credit. Offer good through April 1st, 2019.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from state.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Carolina Flooring Specialist. These are friends of mine. It's about time for my annual check-in with Carolina Flooring Specialist dinner that we love going and seeing those Danny LaManuel Parham and Tim Worley, and just checking things out and making sure everything's going great with those guys. I know they are. They're in this thing now. They've already had one of these weekends with at a remodeling expo. They've got a bunch of those coming up. I want to encourage you to go to their website in case you hadn't been there to see the garage floors and see how that works out. I want to encourage you to check out the rest of their websites. Let them come by your home, actually show you their different colors and how they do it. It is our wonderful friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. 404-8158 is Carolina Flooring Specialists. It's a no-obligation phone call. They'd love to take care of you. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Of the five things I want to discuss with the ACC schedule, one of these is Notre Dame. They're not in the conference, but they do have four conference teams on their schedule this year. Zach, I won't go over that. They also play New Mexico. Notre Dame goes to Georgia. They have Bowling Green at home, Southern Cal at home. They go to Michigan. They host Navy, and they go to Stanford. But there's four teams this year that play Notre Dame, and it doesn't affect the conference part of it, but they do go to Louisville to open the season. We talked about that. That's an interesting game. They host Virginia. They host Virginia Tech, and they host Boston College. I don't know how they get three of the four home games in 1 year. It seemed like it ought to be 2-2 through all that. But that's a little bit of a factor. Not a huge factor, but a little bit of a factor there. It's still big when you play Notre Dame, right? We talked about that going to Cotton Bowl. It's still kind of a big deal for you. Like Louisville opens up Notre Dame. It's a big deal. Scott Satterfield game one. It's on a Monday night. But still pretty interesting Notre Dame comes down.
Yeah, if you're Louisville. Not for Clemson anymore.
No. Well, you don't think? Then, so you're saying the next time that Notre Dame comes to Clemson won't be a big deal?
It wasn't a big deal you played them this time.
I disagree with that. I thought it was a big deal. It was, first of all, it was in the college football playoff.
Sure. It was the playoff that was a big deal, not the opponent.
I don't know, man.
We talked about this. We talked about their offer in BCS and playoff bowl games.
Yeah.
They haven't been relevant since 1980, what? 88, was it?
Well, they've been relevant because they made the college football playoff. They've been relevant because they played for the national championship in just about 5 years
they
ago.
They got throttled.
Yeah, but they played for the national championship.
They played for the national championship. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But they lost. They have yet to
win. But that doesn't mean they're not relevant.
They hadn't won a BCS bowl game. They haven't won a college football playoff game. They are relevant because they have a 15-year deal with NBC, and everybody sees them every Saturday on NBC. That's why Notre Dame is relevant.
But
make no mistake about it.
Well, to a certain
extent. Where's Irish Ray?
But to a certain extent. But if you play for a national championship in a season, and then you play in the college football playoffs, what, 4 or 5 years later, in a time frame, you're kind of relevant. Says Notre Dame plays 5 ACC games this year. Is that right?
I don't know.
They don't only play 4. They're contractually
obligated. Was their schedule released yesterday as well?
No, they released it before. Doggone it. I hate to look up Notre Dame's schedule.
I'm pulling it up. I got you. They got Louisville.
Yeah.
They have Virginia. They have Virginia Tech.
Right.
Duke. And Boston College.
They play Duke. They play at Duke?
They play at Duke on the 9th of November.
Here's another thing, too, though. What the heck is Notre Dame going to play Duke? So Duke this year has Notre Dame and Alabama. That's a great deal for – that's not like Clemson's schedule right there. Now, by the way, it said contract for 5 years. I thought it was 4 years. I guess it's 5 years. I guess you're right about that. I was wrong about that. So it's 5 a year. Let me give you the non-Saturday games because – on Saturdays, it gets busy with the schedule. These will be times you can look at. Obviously, Clemson only has one of these, Mr. Ward 24, and I'm glad this is the case. But as far as the ACC goes, the spotlight games for the ACC network, we know that Clemson and Georgia Tech will be on the ACC network. We also know that we'll have more ACC network games down the road. We'll have – I saw one on here earlier.
Is that exclusively the ACC network?
Yes. The only place to watch it will be the ACC network this year.
Is that going to be added to cable packages? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will be added to cable packages. The Notre Dame-Duke game will be ACC network. So we know those are two ACC network games right now. All right. But I think this is pretty interesting to see because, you know, as you take time away from your games to watch other teams on his. Obviously, the first game, Thursday night, these are non-Saturday games in the conference this year. Georgia Tech at Clemson. Give me a little biggie.
Biggie, let's go.
Yeah. I don't know what you're interested in with biggie on this. Georgia Tech at Clemson, opening game of the year, ACC Network, Thursday, August 29th.
Is that the first game of the year? Is that, there are other games besides that?
First game of the year?
For everybody.
For everybody.
Oh, mama.
I like this.
The next day, Utah State at Wake Forest. The first Monday, Labor Day night, Notre Dame at Louisville. I thought you'd be a little higher than that for Notre Dame Louisville.
Notre Dame is. They don't move the needle for me anymore.
First game, Scott Satterfield.
Sweet helmets, man.
Week 2, Friday night, William & Mary at Virginia. Week 3, Thursday night, non-conference game, North Carolina Wake Forest. That's weird. That's just weird. Whoever wins that one can't say ACC, because they'll be representing the ACC against the ACC, but a non-conference game. Friday in week 5, September 27th, Duke at Virginia Tech. Seems weird to play in a Friday game there. In week 7 on a Thursday, Syracuse at NC State. That'd be a big game.
What are they going to get from Syracuse this year is the real question.
I think pretty good. Returned 13 starters, now Dungy's gone, but DeVito, the other quarterback, seemed like he had a pretty good year last year.
Okay.
They got a transfer coming in at running back from Oklahoma.
You're still high on
They
on
still
Syracuse.
Have Dino.
You're still high on Dino. My goodness, Dino Babers.
They finished the season ranked at Syracuse.
I'm with you. I hear you.
I love Dino.
I love Dino.
Like Bam Bam and Pebbles and Fred and Barney and Wilma. Betty.
Bam Bam.
Virginia at Miami is a Friday night, October the 11th. That's not a great game. Week 8, Pittsburgh and Syracuse on a Friday night. Oh, Big East battle. As the season goes on, the only other ones, week 12 on a Thursday, North Carolina, Pittsburgh. Week 13 on a Thursday, NC State, Georgia Tech. And then the day after Thanksgiving, Virginia Tech and Virginia. I like that game. I watched it last year. I kind of like that game. It's a little bit weird. But that's some of the non-Thursday, Friday, Saturday games. So we're four-fifths of the way through this thing. Finally, I want to look at cross-division rivals, or cross-division games. And in the race, sometimes this is a determining factor. In the Coastal, oftentimes it is. Let me give the Atlanta teams first. Tell me what you think after every one of these, Mr. Or 24. Boston College, their cross-division games this year, Virginia Tech at home and at Pittsburgh.
Virginia Tech at home and at Pittsburgh.
It's kind of tough.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Clemson, Georgia Tech at home and at North Carolina.
Easy.
Duke, Syracuse. This is just Atlanta division teams right now.
I wish Clemson would play a conference, non-conference game against Virginia Tech every year.
Really?
I wish they were on the schedule every single season.
Florida State, cross-division this year, at Virginia and Miami at home.
At Virginia and Miami. Virginia, we'll see what this Virginia team is, but yeah, it's a decent one.
Muschamp thinks Virginia's great.
He should.
Louisville, cross-division games, Virginia at home and at Miami.
Decent. Same thing.
The same thing with Florida State, but reversed. NC State at Georgia Tech and North Carolina. But the interesting part of that is that those are the last two games of the season. They play all their Atlantic Division teams first. And so if they're in the race, the tiebreakers will be decided before the last 2 weeks of the season. Mm. But at Georgia Tech and North Carolina.
Decent, not great.
That's Clemson, but reversed.
Yeah.
Syracuse has Pittsburgh at home and at Duke. That's pretty easy, right?
Yes. Yeah,
so in a tiebreaker situation, Syracuse might have a little advantage there. And finally, Wake Forest has at Virginia Tech and Duke.
Easy.
All right. Coastal Division. Now, this is pay attention because this is very important.
I'm paying attention.
I know. But this is very, very important here for Coastal because I'm not sure that a lot of these teams are a lot different from each other. Duke has Syracuse and at Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia Tech has at Clemson and NC State. That's tough.
That is a tough one for Georgia Tech. Although we don't know what NC State's going to be like this
year.
That's true. Ryan Finley was a lot to that team.
That's true. True. Miami has at Florida State and Louisville.
Louisville.
North Carolina has Clemson and at NC State.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, but like you said, we don't know. That's reversed out from Georgia Tech. Pittsburgh has at Syracuse and Boston College. Little Big East battles. Virginia has Florida State and at Louisville. And Virginia Tech has at Boston College and Wake Forest. See, I think Virginia Tech might have an advantage.
Now, is this me just burying my head in the sand, or is this real? When you list all these teams and who they're playing across division, and you know, you list Clemson and their opponents that are across division, or even opponents in conference at all, I mean, you're not scared of these teams. There was years in the past where you go, it's going to be a tough one. You don't want to go to Georgia Tech. You don't want to go to Tennessee. There's no fear factor for the rest of the conference right now, is there? Is it because of a down year across the board?
Well, normally you would say you don't want to go to Clemson. You don't want to go to Florida State. You don't want to go to Virginia Tech.
You don't want to go to Clemson out of those.
Right. Right now, yeah. You don't want to go to Clemson. But in a normal year, and then in a normal year you'd say, you know, Virginia, that might be tougher now. Again, it's a little bit too early to tell through some of these, but I just thought the day the schedule came out, it's kind of interesting to look at. So, in essence, Georgia Tech and North Carolina kind of got screwed because they're the one to get Clemson and nobody else in the Coastal Division do. At the same time, I think Virginia Tech, by getting Boston College and Wake Forest, probably has a little advantage.
Sure.
Over the rest of them. I don't know. You know, one thing you got to consider through all this is I don't know who the second best team in the Atlantic Division is right now.
I don't know who the second best team in the conference is.
Make an argument for a team.
In the conference?
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue Virginia right now, couldn't you?
Yeah, the quarterback comes back. And you could. Again, Muschamp would. But I don't know.
Who else are you going to argue? I don't think you can say Florida State. Based on the season they had.
I would say Syracuse or NC State.
Syracuse losing their 3-year starter quarterback.
Yeah. But
NC State losing their 45-year starter at quarterback.
Someone said Clemson's practice squad. That's the second team.
I mean, there's a significant drop off.
Boston College loses a ton of defense.
But they have
AJ Dillon and Brown coming
back. Dillon's coming back. Well, Brown, is he going to be healthy?
Yeah. There's no lingering of that. Now, is he going to be healthy each game? I don't know, but there's no lingering effect for all that. In summary, I think Clemson got two really good open dates before Florida State at home and before South Carolina. There's no back-to-back road games. You don't have a huge weather issues because you go, well, there wouldn't be weather issues anyway. But the only difficult part for Clemson, you'd say, is the first three games of Georgia Tech, A&M, and at Syracuse to start the season out. And two of those three teams will be ranked.
Two.
Syracuse will be preseason top 25, and they open up with at Liberty and at Maryland. If they can get by Maryland on the road, they'll come back for a home opener and a place to be kind of jazzed. But Clemson, you know, hopefully be the better team. Look, you don't beat Alabama and Notre Dame and then a couple of games later have to worry about going to Syracuse, even though you lost last time up there, right? You're not scared to go in the Carrier Dome through all that. But bottom line is that they played Clemson pretty well up there. For the most part. Anyway, a little ACC schedule talk for you coming out and kind of looking at that. Later in the show, I have Rivals.com top 250, and I try to get that by team for you. Still working on that one, but try to get that by team for you. When we come back, I want to tell you about another Alabama assistant leaving.
Another one.
For the second consecutive year, Alabama's losing 5 assistant coaches. 5 of your, was 10 now, used to be 9, but it's 10 now. 5 of your, 10, half of your,
half of your staff
is leaving. We'll tell you the latest one. And why, really for Alabama fans, it might be addition by subtraction. So we'll see. Hey, my wonderful friends at Halt, First Class Halt, want to take care of you. There's great specials going on at First Class Halt right now. As a matter of fact, I like this idea. They keep it fresh there because depending on the season, depending on the month, they do have some specials. Right now, they have an extreme cold weather winter service for you, so you're not stranded in freezing cold. Just a 32-point safety inspection that, you know, your tire pressure can change in cold temperatures. I don't know if you know this, Mr. 24, because you're my automotive guy around here, but you know, you're protective of your coolant, antifreeze is big now, and your battery can be affected in the wintertime. So they got a 32-point inspection for you right now to make sure that you're not stranded on the side of the road. Then that's only $69.95 right now. First Class Halt, if you have a Honda, an Acura, a Lexus, or a Toyota, I want you to go by Roper Mountain Road in Greenville or go by Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and see our great friends at firstclasshalt.com. Now, I like the idea they give their people the weekends off because they're fresh during the week. And you can say, well, that's the only time I can take it by. Well, they have shuttle services for you. And if you can wait in their waiting rooms, they have awesome. 2 big, huge waiting rooms, one for families and one for individuals. They love that. And then also, if you live on Lake Kiawe, they have a drop-off service for you. I mean, they can come pick it up and drop it back off for you. So they make it as easy as convenient. They do servicing Hondas, Acuras, Lexus, and Toyotas. First Class Halt. Check them all out online. It's First Class Halt, H-A-L-T, firstclasshalt.com. Alabama staff turnover when you return. More after this.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 3232. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest, like a 2018 F-150 XLT with 4-wheel drive and heated seats, $13,000 off MSRP at just $37,960. Are you kidding me? That's why we always say, trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and save big on this F-150 XLT right now. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
Everyone qualified. Offer good through February 28th, 2019.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with 3 convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. so for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Heard Kelly talk about the YMCA, and Zach, I should have taken you over there. Actually, I invited you over the other day, and you turned me down.
I didn't have time to go to Powdersville the other day.
But boy, it's awesome over
there. But it was worth the trip, huh?
Yeah, it's this awesome modern building, and it's got everything you're looking for. It's got something for the entire family. I always think about Y's in the family, but the Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville Y, if you join one, you actually join all three, and they've got this great wellness program called The Journey, and they've got this indoor and outdoor pools over in Powdersville. That's really, man, if you're family in Powdersville, your kids love this. If you want to just work out or take some sort of exercise class, they have the child watch. They have two different rooms depending on your age groups. I thought it was pretty cool. They have the financial assistance that helps you out. But you know, one of their things I learned there in their newsletter every single month is called So Much More. And that's kind of what they talk about now. The why is so much more. And it's so much more than what I remember the why being. Top of the line equipment, year round service, life changing program. Think about it. Go by and see our great friends over at the Easley, Pickens, or Powdersville YMCA. Man, that one in Powdersville looks like should be a model for all other whys ever. Bear with me, Mr. Orr 24, when I mispronounce the former defensive coordinator at Alabama, Josh Lupo, Lupoi.
Mm-hmm.
He is leaving.
Moving on.
Yeah. I call him, it's Tosh, by the way, not Josh. I call him Tosh. He's leaving to take a position with the Cleveland Browns.
A defensive line coach position, correct?
Yes. He coached linebackers, I believe, at Alabama. I know he's defensive coordinator. I think he coached linebackers, I believe, there. It's a miss. Alabama will miss him in one way, but they will not miss him in another way.
How do they have the addition by subtraction that you teased before?
So, in other words, can I tell you how they miss him first?
Sure.
unbelievable recruiter.
Yes. I saw some of the names that he brought in.
Perhaps.
Tua among them.
Right. Perhaps their best recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the best recruiter in the country.
Ooh.
Now they say he's a guy that kind of lives in the gray a little bit.
That's a totally old line, huh?
It's, you know, remember that movie 50 Shades of Gray, 50 Shades of Grayer, 50 Shades of Free, 50 Shades
don't
of...
Don't know where you're going with this.
All right. What's the main character in 50 Shades?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I have not seen 50 Shades of Grey, no. Have you seen it? Yeah. Sounds like you have.
Yeah. You're close to your grandparents.
I am, very.
If for some reason...
They could be listening this morning, so careful.
If for some reason, you and your grandma are sitting down to watch a movie...
Oh, my God.
And 50 Shades of Grey comes on...
We're turning it.
You're turning it very fast.
Very, very quickly.
Yes. Remind me to tell you a story about my grandmother. One of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I can't tell about it.
No, go ahead.
I get fired.
I
would get so fired.
I
wouldn't be able to finish this segment.
Like, suspended for a couple of days.
No, I would not be able to finish this segment. Upper management would come in here. They'd say, cut it. And there's really no way to clean it up. Okay?
I mean, I got a dump button over here.
There's no way to clean it
up. No way?
No.
All right.
But at 7:59, yeah. 50, you'll hear it and you'll see what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, the guy lived in the gray. Now, do you want to know how this is addition by subtraction?
Yes.
He's not a very good football coach. And I don't know why in the world Nick Saban tried to hand the coordinator roles off. Really, you do. You kept him there as a recruiter. Some schools are coming after because of his recruiting ability. And let's face it, Nick Saban runs the defense. But even Paul Strilo made a point on the message boards yesterday that there's some questionable coaching decisions he makes and questionable schemes and all this kind of stuff. Put it this way. This is the first year as a defensive coordinator. Took over for Jeremy Pruitt. Were you impressed with Alabama's defense this year?
No. No, I was not. Right. Well, I mean, they weren't bad.
No, but they weren't bad because of talent, not because of scheme.
They got talent everywhere.
With that said, five guys, man. Well, half your staff is gone.
You talk about addition by subtraction.
Yes. You'll get better coaching at that position. Defense coordinator will be better next year at Alabama.
Who's going to be?
I think it's their co-defensive coordinator right now.
Where's Butch Jones fit into all of this?
Butch Jones, I think, is going to get a full-time position.
As a...
I don't know, but he's going to be a full-time assistant, I think.
That's beautiful.
What does he coach? What he coaches. But anyway.
He's on the offensive side of the ball, isn't he?
I think he is.
Give him the OC position.
No.
If, please. Please give him the OC position.
Well, you got to be on the trash cans then.
You got to have
the champions of life stuff then.
Because then he's back in the coaching pool after next season.
Yeah.
Goes the OC route. They have another successful season. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
Butch Jones is out there.
Yeah, you can't. Right. So. So, anyway. Alabama gets better on the field, but it does hurt their recruiting a little bit, I would say. All right, you received some good news yesterday in finishing up this hour. You received some really good news yesterday.
Did I?
Yes.
What happened?
When we left here, you were a little disappointed.
In what?
You said Tiger Woods is not committed to Torrey Pines yet.
He had not committed to Torrey Pines yet.
As soon as you said that, we all go out and walk out the door, and next thing you know, Tiger Woods is committed to Torrey Pines. So that's really good. I have a request for win a game for a couple of schools. Now that we know the schedules that are out. You ready?
I'm waiting on you, yes.
Win game. Clemson. Georgia Tech.
Win.
This is our first official Clemson win game for next year.
I think we did win yesterday.
Not for the schedule how it came out. Didn't come out at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Georgia Tech.
They win their game.
A&M.
They win their game.
At Syracuse.
Spoiler alert. They win the game.
Charlotte.
Win.
Is that the Carolina Panthers? Is that who they're playing?
Yeah, they're playing the Panthers. No Cam Newton, though, so it should be all right.
At North Carolina.
Win.
Florida State.
Win.
At Louisville.
Win.
Boston College.
Win.
Wofford.
Win.
At NC State.
They're going to win all the games, Mickey.
Wake Forest.
12-0 regular season.
At South Carolina.
They're winning.
Who do they play in the conference championship? I'm going to tell you who.
You're going to tell me who? Please.
Virginia Tech.
Who?
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech's making a comeback, huh?
Yeah, they're going to win the Coastal this year.
I mean, it could happen. Is it Pitt again, maybe?
Virginia Tech. Pitt loses both those running backs. Virginia Tech.
When?
College football playoff, Ohio State in Atlanta.
Ohio State.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, you beat Justin Fields.
And then Georgia in New Orleans.
Georgia? Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia.
Georgia ain't making the playoff. But yeah, you win.
Okay. Just want to make sure 15-0 back to back. 30-0 for Trevor Lawrence.
Hey, reasonable expectations here in Tigertown.
Florida State, win the game quickly. You ready?
Yes.
Boise State in Jacksonville.
Win.
Louisiana Monroe.
Win.
At Virginia.
Win.
What?
Win.
Whoa.
Win.
NC State.
Loss.
At home? I'm saying they lose.
Whose win game is this? Let me do this.
Sorry, man. At Clemson.
They lose.
At Wake Forest.
They win.
Syracuse at home.
They will beat Syracuse at home.
Miami at home.
They'll lose to Miami.
At Boston College.
They'll beat Boston College.
At Alabama. Oh, no. Alabama State at home.
Alabama State?
Yeah, at home.
Okay. Yeah, they'll win.
At Florida.
Loss.
8-4.
Better than last season.
Yeah, it's an improvement. Willie Taggart improving things. I'm going to let you pick out a couple more ACC schools that you're interested in, that our listeners will be interested in.
That our listeners will be interested in?
I'm going to give you NC State, and I'll let you pick out two. NC State, quickly. East Carolina.
Let me do this, man.
East Carolina.
They win that game.
Western Carolina.
They win that game. What is the East and West thing that these teams are doing? Kentucky, or yeah, what is it? Louisville
in-state,
playing East
man. You got to play in-state schools. At West Virginia.
Loss.
Ball State.
Well, depending on who West Virginia's quarterback, we'll say lost. But that's a win against Ball State.
At Florida State.
Win.
Syracuse at home.
Win.
At Boston College.
Win.
At Wake Forest.
Win.
They're going to come in a Clemson game with only one loss.
Mm.
Clemson.
Loss.
Louisville.
Win.
At Georgia Tech.
W.
North Carolina home.
W.
10-2 NC State?
Wow.
I disagree with that. I think that's like 8-4.
Okay.
Now, pick a couple.
Georgia Tech.
Ticket office at Clemson.
Ticket office. They lose that game to begin the season,
Florida,
man.
South Florida.
Come on. They beat South Florida.
The Citadel.
But close against South Florida, right?
Yeah.
They could probably lose that game, actually.
New offense, man.
Citadel win.
At Temple.
Why are they going to Temple?
Little Jeffrey Collins goes back home.
They can beat them.
North Carolina home.
They can beat them, but they won't.
Loss?
Yep.
At Duke?
Win.
At Miami?
Loss.
Pittsburgh?
This is so difficult to do. We have no idea what this team is going to look like.
I know.
What? Win?
At Virginia?
Loss.
Virginia Tech?
Loss.
NC State at home?
Loss.
Georgia?
Loss.
5-7. That's tough. One more. Pick one.
Do we do Vitek yet?
Nope.
Vitek.
At Boston College?
W.
Old Dominion?
W.
Furman?
W.
Duke?
Win. 4-0.
At Miami?
Loss.
Rhode Island?
Another win. That's an easy schedule to start the season.
North Carolina?
Win.
At Notre Dame?
Loss.
Wake Forest?
Win.
At Georgia Tech?
Win.
Pittsburgh? At home?
Win.
At Virginia.
Loss. The streak ends.
So that's 9-3. So you're saying Virginia Tech wins. Quickly, let me do Virginia Tech. Virginia right quick. At Pitt.
I have them winning at Pitt, yes.
West William & Mary.
That's a good point, Dexter. Yes, win.
Florida State.
Did I have them winning that game? Yeah, I did.
Old Dominion.
Win.
At Notre Dame.
Loss.
At Miami.
Loss.
Duke.
Win.
At Louisville.
That's a win.
At North Carolina.
Also a win.
Georgia Tech.
Rolling. Win.
Liberty.
Win.
Virginia Tech.
Win.
You're saying 10-2 for Virginia.
Winning the Coastal, baby.
Winning the Coastal. That's crazy.
I'd love to play Bronco.
That's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy to think about. All right. My friends at Trehel, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. If you're on a building committee right now. Oh, he was talking trash about you yesterday.
Was he?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. If you're on a church committee and the building committee for a church, it's really one of the thankless jobs. But let me tell you why Trehel. First of all, they build so many churches in the upstate, okay? Secondly, these people do an awesome job because they're going to give you their services for free when you're even thinking about it. But when you're on any kind of committee, knowing that the budget will be on budget and you can report back to your congregation, hey, man, we're on budget, and knowing it's going to be on time, you can report back to the congregation you're on time, you're going to look like a genius. And it's going to be a thankful job rather than thankless job. So if you're on an exploratory committee with church, if you're on that building committee at church, whatever, just give Trehel a call and just let them see, if you need to expand, you need to build somewhere else, you need to tear down, start over. They'll walk you through all that. They're awesome at it. It's kind of what they're called to do. Let Trehel do this, shepherd you through this process. 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. It is our great friends at Trehel, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. When Paul Strelo joins us after a short break, we're going to talk about two running backs in the 2019 class and a bunch of 2020 guys when we start hour number